come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, it is the time you have anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, and yes, obviously, the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. I can be talking about none other than
Chef and the Fat Man,
the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's News Talk Leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town on SATCOM 116.
No SATCOM.
I want it.
We are streamed on the internet. However.
I want a satellite.
The interwebs.
Can't we have a satellite?
We cannot.
You're a vice president, a big shot. Why don't you buy us a satellite?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Okay, well, good. Maybe next week. Anyway, since we're not on satellite, we are in our mobile kitchen. And our mobile kitchen finds us at the Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. And for those of you in Germany, for those of you in Israel, and Chef Eric just left Tokyo 18 hours ago, Fashionable East Cobb is north of Atlanta, outside of the perimeter, the circular I-285. We're north about 20 minutes.
I will tell you, and actually, from the airport, it takes 34 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
The way you drive?
Well,
yes.
No, that's what it was.
Was it?
It was 34 minutes.
Well, I hope we can beat, because we got to beat traffic to get down there, because I got great news for you, Chef Eric.
Yeah.
It's earth-shattering news.
Earth-shattering?
Earth-shattering.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what it is. The Beast told me that she wants to work Labor Day weekend, so if I wanted to go down to Mexico Beach, I could leave after the show today. So we are going to have a speed lunch right after this.
Is that why we're starting early today?
I don't think there's any particular, but see, I'm honest.
Yeah.
Honesty compels
yeah.
me. Uh-huh. But anyway.
That's all right. I'm going to fall asleep in about 2 hours anyway.
Well, there you go. And I figured you'd appreciate it anyway.
I was trying to
be nice, but it also helps me.
I see.
Okay. Well, anyway, Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
See, you're even sleepy and you remember that.
I know.
And did you go in first class?
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't give me this 18-hour. You were stretched out in some pod.
Hold on. Two flights. Wait. Just real quick.
Okay.
I left Tokyo this morning.
Uh-huh.
I then took my second flight last night from L.A. and did two red eyes in the course of
18 hours.
In the course of really about 9 hours. How's that possible?
Yeah.
The time change.
Yes, yes. Well, yes, okay.
It's 22 hours total.
Yes, but when you're sleeping in a beautiful pod, luxuriated out, like the little people in tourist class.
Well, yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm going to find out when I go to Copenhagen. But anyway, also, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And I got a story about that. We had my birthday party on Saturday.
Yes,
They had an impromptu birthday party for me at Cutter's.
I saw that.
Cigar store. And I missed you being there, and I missed the birthday salutations. But bitterness is something I get over rather quickly.
Anyway. I'm not a softy that way.
I know you're not, but I had to bust you anyway. Anyway, one of the ladies, our good friend Terry, Yanni's wife, brought Vidalia onion dip. And while she's presenting it, there was about 10 people out on the deck. And she goes, I made Vidalia onion dip in honor of you for your birthday. I said, were they real sweet onions? And she goes, absolutely. And I said, well, how do you know they were real sweet? Everybody there in absolute perfect chorus said, because it said so on the bag of the tag.
Well, there you go.
I mean, so anyway, it was awesome. And, of course, by Whole Foods, where shopping is just plain good for you, my friends. It is the place where you can go, and it's like a candy store of wholesome eating, wholesome foods, wholesome, I mean, everything. There's no nasties. Everything is natural, it's beautiful, and it's absolutely outstanding. In fact, I'm going over there to see if they have any ghost pepper cheese after the show.
Excellent.
So it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. We are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Now, today, being at Cook's Warehouse. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of Cook's Warehouse, obviously you're brain dead or you don't exist. Because Cook's Warehouse, if you love culinary, this is the candy
store
for culinary. I mean, this is a toy store. Well, kind of like when Chef Eric was growing up and Jeeves would take him to Wonderland to buy his Christmas presents every year. And they would walk into Macy's and New York would shut down the first floor so Chef Eric could go through the toy section. This is that kind of way. I mean, literally, if you think it, boy, would this be a neat kitchen gadget. Don't think about it. Come and see if they've
got it. I'm sure they
have. And also, they've got flaked sea salt because our very special guest chef who flew all the way in from Ohio just to be on this show. No other reason, not the fact that her books come out. You know what? She really bothers me. She bothers me because we were on the cover of our book.
Yeah.
And she's on the cover of her book.
And she looks a lot better.
And she's probably going to sell a lot more copies than we
you
will.
Think?
I'm just saying.
You think? Yeah.
Anyway, Chef Eric, quickly, timer, how much we got?
Right there.
Oh,
right in front
I
of
wasn't
you.
Even looking at it. You just literally flew in from Tokyo.
Yeah, so
red eye.
I was there for about 7 days and had a great time, except I couldn't walk the entire week.
What happened?
I did something to my foot. Like
1,500 pounds on the leg press?
I may have been from a workout. I don't know. So I was... I'll tell you, being in Tokyo without being able to walk around is not
possible.
Look
who's over there in the back. That's Kara Mangini.
I know. She's like talking...
Is she not, like, very attractive?
Okay.
She's a vegetarian, for God's sakes. Vegetarians aren't supposed to be good-looking people.
Well...
In my opinion.
There's the new vegetarian.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. If that's the way... look at how skinny she is. I mean, she looks healthy and fit. Like us.
Like us.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Maybe we can convince her why
this is radio.
This is why we should try to convince her to come to the dark side, Kara. Eat meat.
Now you just sound a little creepy. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that was a Darth Vader thing or something else.
It was an attempt.
Okay.
But anyway, so you're coming back for Tokyo.
Yeah, had some fantastic food out there. I actually had some great vegetarian food. Everything vegetarian there is, I think, pickled.
Yeah.
For the most part, but
as was a person eating it.
Well, no, maybe a little Jameson. But the one of the funniest things is every day they had for us this bento box.
A what?
A bento box.
Bento box.
You know, a bento box in a Japanese restaurant. You go, there's like a fried little fried chicken thing or something like that. Some rice, a little salad, whatever. Well. With us, now you go into a buffet, like we went one day into the hotel buffet, and they're little tiny portions that you couldn't possibly fill up on. I told them, I said, this does not look like Golden Corral at all to me. And so the portions are really small generally in Japan. They're much healthier than we are. So they bring us our food, right? And it's just four of us sitting in the room eating this bento box. Well, here's what happens. We open it up, and every single day we had like four major proteins and rice and fried stuff crammed into this little bento box. Like, I mean, there's literally every day there was a hamburger, there was a fried chicken patty, there was fried shrimp, there was...
And you're in Tokyo.
And I'm in Tokyo. I'm like, okay.
That's not chicken.
I think they were stereotyping the way Americans eat, but they were very kind about it. I mean, they just wanted to make sure we had enough food.
So what was your name being... Japanese?
Erickson. That's it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the term for an American? Because I was watching the Tom Selleck movie.
Yeah.
Where Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
And they kind of Gaijin.
Gaijin. Yeah.
That's a Gaijin.
Yeah.
Erickson.
You don't know. No? It's kind of it's a little bit insulting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know any? Well, no, we can't. The FCC won't let us tell that. But what did you eat that was really unique this time? Because you always seem to come back with some weird dish you stuffed in your mouth.
Let's see. This time, I don't think I had anything that unique. This was much more straightforward, although I did have chicken curry at the airport. which was quite good. Ended up not being a problem. So that's
well,
good.
We don't need to know that. But anyway, coming up, we have our very special guest that is joining us today. She's all the way from Ohio. Her name is Cara Mangini. She's a chef. She has an outstanding new cookbook, even though it is vegetarian, called The Vegetable Butcher. Now, we're going to have some interesting information about why she can call it a butcher. I think I know why.
Can you make vegetable bacon?
I don't know. We shall find out. Later on, we're going to be joined by Francine Bryson, Janice Brockmeyer of Southern Sailings, and a representative of Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines to tell about that incredible cruise we're going on in May, which you can be a part of. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating a good life. What better place, what better way than with Chef Cara Mangini all the way from Ohio. It took a long walk. We'll be right back.